Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Interpump Group third quarter 2024 conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Elisabetta Cugnasca, Group Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much. I am Elisabetta Cugnasca, Head of Investor Relations of Interpump Group. Good afternoon or good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome to this third quarter 2024 financial results conference call. As usual, I must draw your attention to the disclaimer slide inserted in the annex part of the presentation that I hope you were able to download from our website. Now, I would like to introduce Mr. Marasi, Group CEO.
Thank you, Ms. Cugnasca, and thanks to all of you for joining our call. For first and second quarter 2024, I started my quarterly speeches with numbers. Now, I will go on with this tradition for third quarter results too, focusing on EBITDA and free cash flow numbers. EBITDA. For the first quarter, organically, sales are down, were down by a bit more than 9%, and EBITDA down by close to 14%. Second quarter, organically, sales down by more than 9%, and EBITDA down by around 13%. Third quarter, organically, sales down again by more than 9%, and EBITDA down by around 15%. Summarizing, thanks to both the effectiveness and the lasting influence of the adopted countermeasures, three almost 10% sales decrease in a row resulted in a profitability reduction consistently in the range of 10%-15%, despite the perfect storm that is impacting the hydraulics division. This is an important and remarkable result for a group made up by many companies that, from an operational and an industrial perspective, are highly integrated in terms of manufacturing process. In front of a persistent and consistent sales drop, our group was able to promptly and effectively react, having persistently and consistently limited EBITDA margin variation, with an average dilution between 100 and 150 basis points in such a tough environment. This is, once again, the evidence and the confirmation of our group business model and operational flexibility, and therefore group stability, resilience, and excellence in terms of profitability. Moving to free cash flow, as of September 2024, Interpump Group cash flow generation almost reached 160 million euro, even higher to the 150 million euro reached in the first three quarters of 2020, the best year in our group history in terms of cash flow generation. Today, we are well on track to a new record. After the usual snapshot on the most relevant achievement of the quarter, let's focus with more details on the evolution of the most important financial KPIs and topics for the group: sales, EBITDA, and cash generation. In the third quarter, sales decreased by almost 8% in total and by more than 9% organically, therefore in line with the organic decrease of the previous quarters of this year. In the quarter, the material difference in terms of performance between group divisions was once again confirmed. Hydraulic sales decreased by almost 17% on an organic basis, with sales of the water jetting division increased by 14% on total and by almost 9% on an organic basis. Therefore, in the hydraulic business, normalization trends are going on, while in the water jetting business, the post-COVID recovery is going on. Let's explain the perfect storm of hydraulic I mentioned you in my introduction. 1 year ago, in the third quarter 2023 sales, some of the application started to normalize, with some others were still growing. This different evolution resulted in an organic increase of sales of a bit more than 2% in that quarter. Exactly this different evolution within the Hydraulics division went on in the following months, and it was consequently the base of our double assumption for this division in 2024. A gradual recovery for application, which started to decline in summer 2023, and the start of normalization for applications which were still growing at 2023 end. Unfortunately, only the second phenomenon happened, the start of the normalization trend for the application, which were still growing at the end of 2023, and not the first one. I mean, the gradual recovery for application, which started to normalize in summer 2023. The organic sales decrease of almost 17% in the third quarter is therefore the result of this perfect storm. The combination between ongoing stagnation, for example, in agriculture application, that is still down around 25%, and ongoing normalization, for example, in the construction application, that started this year, that is still lasting. After the perfect storm, let's move to the blue sky, the water jetting division, whose strength is becoming more and more noticeable. In the first quarter, organic sales were almost flat for the tough comparison base. Today's sales are up by almost 9%, the same results of the third quarter 2023, and therefore a 9% growth on the 9% growth of the same quarter of last year. This evolution perfectly reflects the late cyclical nature of this business and the strength of some specific businesses as pressure pumps, flow processing accessories, and revenues for projects. We are now switching to EBITDA. Starting from Hydraulics, I believe it's important to praise again the ongoing and effective cost adjustment activities implemented by our colleagues and the group, which limited sales decrease worsening. This is a really impressive result for a very integrated industrial manufacturing business, which demonstrates both the flexibility of the business model and the focus of our operations in terms of purchasing, labor cost, and G&A management. Moving to water jetting, vice versa, while last August I frankly admitted to you my disappointment for the profitability performance of this division, today my comment is quite different and with a more positive color. Reasons were causing the dilution impact of the acquisition are becoming weaker and weaker. As I will mention later in the usual focus on acquisitions, the cash recovery we saw in Waikato became a profitability recovery. Our restructuring efforts on the New Zealand activities are paying off, and the integration of the abroad network is going on. Notwithstanding, we cannot deny that there is still work to do from an organic point of view. We still must find the best and consistent way to manage inefficiencies coming from sales mix or temporary situation, such as changes in production flow in some subsidiaries plants. Now let's move on to the cash flow generation and its different components. In terms of CapEx, finally, the normalization of CapEx level we anticipated you in last February is becoming more and more noticeable, with pay year-to-date CapEx decreased by close to 20%, with an incidence on net sales that went down from more than 7% to around 6%. Exactly last year, we started construction activities of the new headquarters of Interpump Hydraulics in Bologna, which is progressing steadily. Next month, new machines will be installed, and the gradual transfer of all activities, shipping department first, will start in January, aiming to protect operations continuity and minimize inefficiencies. Moving to acquisitions, in the first part of 2024, we performed acquisitions which reflected two Interpump strategic acquisition drivers: the strengthening of group's global network and the completion of group product catalog. For the first driver, PP China and YRP in the water jetting flow processing segment, and Dual-Tube in the hydraulics hose and fitting segment for the second driver, Alfa Valvole in the water jetting pressure pump segment. A few weeks ago, we announced another deal consistent with our desire to strengthen group's global network. Hydrover in Brazil, in the cylinder segment of the hydraulics business. Hydraulic company with an EBITDA margin around 26%, that is more similar to a water jetting margin. How did Hydrover top management achieve this result? With a strong focus on operations, and in particular on product quality, focus on customers and flexibility, and a streamlined organization. I hope you will recognize this as the same strengths of Interpump Group as a whole. Moreover, the aspiration of this company is to grow, offering new products and application to consolidate customers and looking for new businesses. And we will support, of course, this path with our already existing commercial forces. The strong similarity between us and Hydrover allowed us to overcome the extreme cautions we have versus South America, which I guess somebody of you is for sure recalling. A final remark correlated to this acquisition: the soundness of group acquisition strategy from both a geographic and technical approach point of view. We are an Italian-based group, and the bulk of our acquisitions were done in Italy. But this does not mean that Italy is our only and exclusive fishing pond, or that we are able to exploit our acquisition capability only in Italy. Let's evaluate our acquisition achievement not only in terms of number of acquisitions, but in terms of strategic fit. We bought Valvoil and Reggiana Riduttori in Italy, but also Hammelmann in Germany, INOX GS Hydro in Spain, Massey Power Products and NLB in the United States, and White in Poland. Until now, this year, we acquired two companies in China, one in U.K., one in Brazil, and one in Italy. Finally, please keep always in mind that we are buying companies where the best companies are. And in the hydraulic business, Italy is the home country of some of the best companies in the world. Probably, if we were a luxury group, we would have both companies in Italy or France. I mentioned before the soundness of our acquisition strategy from a tactical point of view too. We have our long-term acquisition strategic goals to strengthen group's global network and to complete our group product catalog. But we are ready to change the implementation in the medium short term if needed. We gave up buying flow handling companies some years ago due to the crazy competition of financial sponsors and private equity. Starting from last year, we bought four companies because the condition in this market changed. Today, agriculture and construction sectors are heavily influenced by the normalization process that is underway. And now we took the opportunity to buy a very interesting company operating in this sector at an attractive valuation. To conclude the overview on acquisition, a few words on Waikato, which is getting a bit more attention compared that it probably deserve considering its very limited size. I already anticipated you the positive updating, the integration and restructuring plan that was giving results in terms of cash generation, today is bearing fruits in terms of profitability too. In these 9 months, the EBITDA margin of the entire group improved significantly, from a bit more than 4% to almost 8%, driven by the business in New Zealand, which represents today more than 70% of Waikato, and that improved its EBITDA margin from less than 10% to close to 20% at the end of September. And therefore, profitability improvements are following cash flow generation improvements. Going on, a few additional words on what I define the best results achieved until now this year, the free cash flow generation, from around €100 million to almost €160 million in the first 3 quarters of the year. We took a commitment in summer 22. Now we are well on track to achieve the best results in terms of cash generation in our history. CapEx is normalizing. Trade working capital is normalizing after the extraordinary effort implemented to support the exceptional organic growth of 21, 22, and 23. On trade working capital precisely, it's important to underline that for the second quarter in a row, the cash generation related to trade working capital is not driven by a reduction of cash absorption, but from a real cash generation. Let me hand over to Ms. Cugnasca now, who will bring you up to date on Group ESG plan before the usual overview on most recent market trends and more details on the 2024 expectations.
Thank you. Last August, I gave you a short update on the work in progress of the six actions related to 2024 of 2023-2025 Group ES journey, having underlined to you that all activities were in progress according to the related timetable. For this reason, G4 action, tax compliance consolidation in line with best practice, was approved by Interpump Group S.p.A. board today and subsequently announced. Therefore, please allow me to elaborate a bit on this action through which our group aims to integrate the fiscal strategy inside the group strategy definition and execution, and to take an important step towards fiscal transparency. As a matter of fact, hopefully, next year, the parent company could be entitled to receive the attestation from authorized certified according to the new provision of Decreto Legislativo 221/2023, and subsequently adopt the Italian tax cooperative compliance program 2 years in advance. Being aware that taxes is a boring or even worrying topic, I will keep the long story short, and I suggest you refer to both the official documentation and summary presentation available on the website. Only a final remark. The tax control framework adoption is not a compliance exercise. Compliance would have been in 2028. It's a sustainability exercise which show once again the transparency and the commitment of our group. Moving to the still pending 2024 action, E7, product eco-design. Last 13 June, the European Regulation 1781, the awaited European regulatory framework on these topics, was issued, and we start to work again after implemented in the first part of the year all preparatory activities. The analysis of the regulation confirmed the quality of the preparatory activity done, and now the last step of the fine-tuning process is undergoing. S1, injury rate improvement. As usual, related data will be available in March for our first CSDR. S6, ESG supply chain evaluation model extension to all Italian manufacturing entities. After the definition in 2023 by Valvol of the new supply chain evaluation model incorporating ESG criteria, corporate function fine-tune it to incorporate features of other group business model, and immediately before summer break, the new draft was distributed internally for an additional feedback round. Subsequently, a few weeks ago, the new ESG supply chain evaluation model was deployed to all Italian entities and distributed to suppliers involved, with December end as due date for feedback. All this in relation to 2024 action. But as you probably already noticed from our press release, today we announced group board approval on an action originally foreseen for 2025. S4, the Global Mobility Program. What did originate this anticipation? One of the common features of 2024 action is the important and material coordination and centralization work implemented by corporate function. Since this action is another action driven by corporate, we seize the opportunity to anticipate the related activities. Global mobility is a driver to achieve some important steps. Implementation of group strategy. Managed mobility is designed to support group presence in the key market, facilitating the transfer of critical skill, meeting local needs of hosted company. Alignment to group 2023-2025 ESG journey. Mobility promotes greater diversity, equity, and inclusion within the organization. Fast track for professional growth. It enhances skill development and speed up achievement of career milestone, offering diverse experience and exposure to different roles and environments. value creation. Mobility is the key tool for driving growth by enabling strategic allocation of talent and expertise where needed. Summarizing, we are on path on 2024 journey action, and we already started to work on 2025
ones. Thanks again, Ms. Cugnasca. Now the usual overview on most recent market trends and future expectations. On most recent evolution confirm a previous month evolution. From one side, the perfect storm is still present in the hydraulics division, with the mix between stagnation and normalization, and from the other, water jetting is still benefiting of the blue sky, with acceleration trend confirmed. 2024 expectation. The consistency between previous month trends and most recent evolution make us confirm our sales guidance of high single-digit sales decrease on organic basis. Even if, to be fully transparent with you, we will probably be closer to the worst part of the range and not to the middle or the best one. Obviously, this change pushed us to redo accounts in terms of profitability. This minimal variation in terms of sales means a minimal variation of profitability, and therefore, again, to be fully transparent with you, our EBITDA margin expectation is now between 22.5% and 23% instead of around 23%. We don't want to play with words, and we don't want to mislead our stakeholders. We want to be transparent, reliable, and trustworthy. On top of this, I would like to broaden our horizon. After 2000,